This is John Erling, founder and creative director for Voices of Oklahoma, and I want to highlight our 100th interview on our oral history website. Rather than selecting a certain individual for this distinction, I chose to interview two ladies who have lived over 100 years. You will meet Opal Moss, who is 103, and Vida Culburn, 102. Assisting me in this interview is Richard Ziegler, director of the Centenarian Club of Northeast Oklahoma. Opal's story begins in 1917 when she became a resident of the Charles Page Children's Home in Sand Springs, Oklahoma. Vida came to Tulsa in 1968 from Colorado. These two ladies are very social and active in their communities. Listen and take tips from them, and perhaps you too will live to be 100. We have a good start in the next 100 oral histories, having recorded 70 stories, which will be placed on our website as we work to attain our next goal of 200. So enjoy our two centenarians in our 100th interview, made possible by individuals, foundations, and the University of Tulsa, who believe in preserving Oklahoma's legacy one voice at a time on voicesofoklahoma.com.